Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by Horton girls basketball coach. That is Zach Nelson. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. A tough one on Tuesday night for the Chargers, and it always is when you take on Jackson Heights. 56-20, coach, the final. Again, it's just so tough playing a team as good as Jackson Heights for how consistent they've been over the last few years and a top-tier team in the state. Just kind of take us back to that one on Tuesday and a few key takeaways from it.
Oh, biggest thing, like we didn't do a very good job of taking care of the ball at times. Like, we there for a little bit, I'd say the first probably like 3-4 minutes of that first quarter, we were doing a pretty good job of, you know, taking care of it, being patient on offense. And after, you know, maybe a couple of fouls where we had a sub in or girls, you know, doing the subs, that's when we kind of started panicking, and that's when they went on big runs. We talked to the girls, told them that we needed to make sure that we eliminate, you know, the big runs. If we can keep them to a, you know, short little spurts, maybe six points or less, that would be great or ideal. But they were able to get out in those big runs, and we didn't have an answer for them.
Well, now you get your sights set on the final two games here of the regular season. You close things out with Moore Hill Mounts Academy Friday, and then next week on the road at Oskaloosa. Starting with Moore Hill, you know, taking a look back at the first meeting, 52-30, that was back in early January, just right out of the break. How much different is your team now, maybe compared to that first meeting? What's kind of the expectations for the second go-around with the Ravens?
I think we just kind of need to do the things that we do well. We need to make sure that we take care of the ball, eliminate second-chance opportunities. If we do those things, and I mean, we can compete with a lot of teams. It's just when we, you know, we kind of get punched a little bit, we kind of stop and, you know, not do those little things that we need to do the right way. So Moore Hill's a well-coached team, and they're going to come out pretty aggressive, and we got to match their intensity for sure.
Is your coaching style different? I'm curious to always wonder how coaches kind of handle the end of the season, regardless of, like, you know, where their record is, where they are in the league. Obviously, sub-state is kind of key now, and you're looking to see what you can do, position yourselves in the best possible way. You know, kind of a two-parter here. Do you kind of, I mean, we talked about it last week, looking ahead a little bit about a potential matchup. Jackson Heights, again, could be that first-round matchup. We'll see how some things shape out. But is it more focusing on fundamentals? Do you try to pinpoint some things to try to get yourself better at? Just how do you coach maybe here late compared to maybe early, or is it the same?
We're definitely trying to focus on the little things that we need to do the right way. You know, our body positioning, you know, is it the right way on defense? You know, boxing out. I mean, that's been one that we've worked on pretty much every practice, and it just seems like we kind of forget things in the game mode. You know, we're just trying to clean up those little things. If we start doing the little things right, consecutively, you know, that's what we're trying to build on right now. Looking forward to sub-state, currently not really at all. Like I said, probably next week is when I might start looking at, you know, where our matchups are going to be and who we're going to get first round, whatever. But currently, yeah, we're focused on the next game, which is Moore Hill, and we're looking forward to that.
Horton girls basketball coach Zach Nelson joining us off the loss to Jackson Heights. Again, Moore Hill Mounts Academy, the opponent at home Friday. Then they'll get Oskaloosa next week to wrap up the regular season before sub-state. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.